Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody is greater than you, God.
I looked high and low. But nobody's greater than you, God. Hallelujah. Nobody is greater than our Lord. Nobody's greater than you, God. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. I'm excited once again to be here live at 5. I am Pastor Teresa Dox, and I like to say, blessed to be blessing. Amen, somebody. Why don't you just give God a hand clap of praise? Why don't you just tell God that you love him? Why don't you tell God, in spite of what's going on in your life, that you love him? Why don't you just tell him? I still know that you're with me, God. I know that you said you'll never leave me and you'll never forsake me. Why don't you just embrace God? Why don't you just love on him, hug on him, God? Give God some praises. You know, I'll tell you one thing. If you brag on him, he'll show up in your life. If you brag on God, he will show up in your life. Amen. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for calling and those that are on the internet. Those that are on the internet, those that have called in, and even those that are with me at this moment. And I just want to give you blessings from the Lord as I look at the beautiful snow. As I look at how God can change seasons, he does whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it. Thank you, Father. And we still say that there's nobody greater than him. Why don't you just say that to yourself? Lord, say it to yourself. Just say it to yourself. There's no one greater than God. He can do all things. He can heal me. He can fix me. He can show up. He can show out. He can turn things around. He can make things happen spontaneously. He can take his time. There's nobody greater than him. I'm dominating my spirit with that, with those words. There's nobody greater than God. There's nothing he can't do. Let me just play a verse of this song. Just have a song in your spirit. Keep a song in your heart. Keep a song coming out your mouth. And I'll tell you that you will be serving notice on the enemy every time you give God some glory, every single time that you give him some praises, every single time that you don't look at your circumstances, but you look at God's ability to bring you out of your circumstances. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, I'm just elated to be called a servant of the King. No matter what happens, I still know that my God can do all things. I still know that there's nothing too hard for my God. There's nothing too hard for my God. I want to tell someone on the line, there's nothing too hard for God. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to be coming from the Word of God. We come every Wednesday, live at 5, we bring to you a word from on high. Amen. We're going to be talking about we are one. Lord, make us one in the Spirit. And when we embrace that in our spirit, guess what? We are one. We are all one in Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to get your Bibles out if you will be so kind. I don't don't know if you opened your Bible this week. I assume that you have. I don't know if you opened your Bible today. I assume that you have. But I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out. And if you would be so kind to open your Bibles up, there's a blessing in just touching the Word of God. Amen. So we're going to say today, by your Spirit, make us one. You know, that was one of the last things that Jesus said when he was leaving to depart to be with Daddy, with our Father, with his Daddy, our Daddy. He said to his disciples, make us one. As he wished that we would all be one, on one accord, one spirit. Amen. You know, it's so much going on. And when you dare to read the news or dare to listen to the news or dare to even listen to conversations, it's so much division going on. But let me just encourage you today that if you connect with the Word of God, you will be able to connect with your brothers and sisters, whether they're in Christ or not in Christ, because you understand that when you connect with the Word, God will give you food to feed those that don't know Christ. And then those that do know Christ, God will give you kindred spirit where you can share with them. We want to be one, to be unified. We want to be on one accord. We don't want all this division that's within to come without. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be talking about sort of kind of connecting the Word of God communion. The supper, the meal of communion, how that meal had a purpose and it was centered about our relationship with God and our relationship with others. Amen. So that we don't look down on anyone, so that we don't frown on anyone, because whatever they're going through, because we're one, we should feel as though we're going through it too. Amen. Because when my brother hurt, I hurt. When my sister hurt, I hurt. When they're going through, guess what? I'm going through, because we're one. We're one in the spirit. And the enemy, when he comes to attack, he want to attack us, get us divided so he can attack us separately. But then all together, one fall and then another fall and another fall, another quit preaching, another one quit praying, another one quit getting. Father, we just thank you right now for this time with you, God. We welcome your presence. We welcome your presence. We welcome your presence, Father. We ask you in Jesus' name that you would surround us and saturate us with the mind of Christ. Let this mind that's in Christ Jesus rest upon your people who are called by your name, who have humbled themselves and prayed, who's seeking your face, Lord God, who have turned from their wicked ways, our wicked ways. We're seeking your face, Father. We know that you are going to heal our land. God, we ask you in a group setting that you would make us one, so that we all hear the same voice, so that we all speak the same language, so that we all be going in the same direction. God, we thank you that you said that we're two or three gathered together in your name, Lord God. You said you'll be in the midst, and God, you said you're here, and you answer prayer. So right now, we thank you that you're here, and we thank you, Father, that you're answering our prayer. In the mighty, matchless, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray, let your spirit say yes and amen. Amen. Truly, truly, the Lord is with us. Amen. Because the word says that he is. Well, I'm excited again to bring the word. And I just want you to come sit at the table with me. And let us just kind of dissect the word together. Let us kind of eat together. Let us consume the word of God. Let us have appetite for the word of God. Amen. Because the word of God will fulfill every need. Amen. Because the word of God is the voice of God. The word of God is the heart of God. It's our basic instructions before we leave earth. So I just want to encourage you to ask God, lift your hands up and just begin to say, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Tell him to renew the right spirit within you, to cast us not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, I'm going to talk about how communion, because we have communion every Sunday. Even when we commune with God spiritually, but we have, we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. The Bible says, as much as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. What I love so much about being able to commune with God and have communion, I love the fact that we can, you ask God to forgive you. You not only ask him to forgive you, but you began to forgive others. Amen. So it's starting off right. So we're walking in a place of forgiveness. And there's nothing like being, having the right mindset with the Lord and with our brothers and our sisters. Amen. So just say, my heart says yes, because you want things to line up and you want the people of God to come together. You want us to all be on one accord. You don't want the schisms. You don't want the cliques and the I'm gonna stay focused, but you want us to be one. Even in families, the enemy has caused so much division, even in our families, let alone in the body of Christ. You come in a room, the enemy attack your mindset, you know. And so we're going to ask God, we're going to thank him. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, hallelujah, chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading I'll read 3, 4, and 5. Amen. I'll give you a moment to turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, 4, and 5. Amen. We'll go to every corner of the earth. You can log in, you can dial in, you can tune in. Glory to God. Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 3, glory to God, I pray that you're with me, that you have your Bibles. Thank you, Elder. The Bible says, and I'm reading from through the King James Version, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope. When you were called, okay? Let me stay right there. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all, and guess what else? And in all. Hallelujah. 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 So the Bible says that we should make every effort to keep ourselves. When you think about that, have we made every effort to keep ourselves united? I'm not talking about to keep you and I united, to keep you and your family united, to keep yourself united in the spirit. to keep yourself united with Christ. Look, the Bible says that God is a spirit. And then we shall worship him in spirit and in truth. How do we worship him in spirit? You know, sometimes we worship God with our emotions. And then sometimes we worship him. When we worship him in spirit, there's a change. But we worship him in emotions. See, your emotions going to change. It's like the season change. I look out the window and it's snow outside. I looked out the window earlier today. It was rain outside. I looked up yesterday, and there was sun outside. See, emotions change. You might feel like it today, but maybe you don't feel like it tomorrow. But we worship him in spirit. Hallelujah. There's a change because when we get in word, because he's a spirit, he's a consuming fire. And because he's a consuming fire, he burns off everything that's not like him. So we'll leave his presence not like we came. So everything that we came with that was consumable is consumed by the burning fire of God. So we have to worship him in spirit. When we worship him in spirit, we connect with him. And when we connect with him, we're changed. Listen, have you ever heard a word from God and it was a moment that changed your life? Or have you ever heard a word that you felt so emotional? Didn't he preach? Didn't she do it? Didn't she get down in there? But then when you left the presence, you couldn't remember the theme scripture. You couldn't even remember the song that the praise and worship team sang. See, we're talking about making effort to keep ourselves united in the spirit with God. And then the Bible says, binding yourself together with peace. What do you mean? You know, you can tie something together. You can yoke something together. You can make a cake, and then when you put a frosting on the cake, guess what? The cake and the frosting is bind together. It's together. And when you begin to cut the cake, you eat it together. It's together. That's what the scripture is telling us, that we should bind ourselves together with peace. I'm still talking about an individual. I haven't gotten to the point that we would be unified outside of ourselves with others. I'm talking about still working on ourselves. So we're spiritually connected with God, and then we join in ourselves together with the peace of God. See, the peace of God is a path of all understanding. It's a peace that when you're going through, you're still in God's peace. You're not just saying that you're in God's peace, but you are in God's peace. Why? Because you've been in his presence. And because you've been in his presence, you realize that your foundation, it can't be shaken. It cannot be moved. Why? Because your foundation is deep. It's deeply rooted. See, it's rooted by water. The water can come, and because that water is around your foundation, you're still not moved. So you think about a tree that's planted by the waters. Now, if you put a whole lot of water around a tree that's in the ground, that's rooted, and you keep letting the water all the way just saturate the roots of that tree, guess what is going to happen? The tree is going to be derooted because of the water. Now the water has the soil kind of like saturated with water, and now it's kind of muddy. And then before you know it, if you're walking in mud or your root is in mud, guess what's going to happen? You probably slip and fall. The tree might shift. The tree might not be deeply rooted in that firm foundation because the water is muddy around the dirt. But when your tree and your root is deeply rooted, the waves can come, the wind may blow, darts may be thrown at you, but guess what? Because your foundation is deeply rooted, that's where you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's when you won't be moved. You can go through whatever you go through, but your heart will still say yes, because you are worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and you're saturated with his peace. See, it's a place that we can rest in. It's a place that we can live in. I'm going to play a portion of this song, and I want you to kind of get what I'm trying to say to you, because when your heart and spirit says yes, and you're not moved by the muddy waters, you're not moved by Satan's devices, and your heart is still saying yes, you're not moved when you lied on, you're not moved when you talked about, you're not moved because they didn't speak to you, you're not moved when they're hating on you, you're not moved. Why? Because you've been in the presence of the King of Kings. You've been in the presence of the Lord of Lords. And that's when your heart will continually say yes. God's peace. You're still deeply rooted in the Word of God. Your circumstances have not changed you. Your situation have not caused the muddy waters to move you, to shift you. So it's time as God's people that we stop being tossed this way and that way with every wind that blows. Amen? So we let our heart say yes, and then we're deeply rooted. And as I was reading, you know, I told you our text is we are one. You have made us one body. So we say that to God. He made us one body. He made us one spirit. And we are called. I read the scripture to you. You didn't know that you were called. You know, when someone tell you, you know, you got a calling on you, don't shake your head. Because the Bible says you have been called. You've been called to the ministry of reconciliation. You have been called to One Hope. It's so many things that you have been called to. But do you hear the call? See, you can't hear the call unless you are open to hear, unless you've been in God's presence. Forget about what they said. Forget about anybody that told you you've been called. All I want you to do is think about Ephesians 4 and 3, where it says you have been called. Amen. The Bible is telling us that God have work for us to do, but in order for us to do this work, we have to be one. We have to work together, and we have to be a blessing to others. When you see their shortcoming, ask God to show you how to build them up. If it's your assignment to do. Because you're deeply rooted, you get an opportunity to bear the infirmities of the weak. So I told you at the beginning of the lesson that we were going to talk about communion. We commune with our brothers and sisters when we are steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So our brothers and sisters become our work, and we get a chance to commune with them. Now, some of us get an opportunity to commune and help to make them better. And then some have an opportunity to bring correction, which will still make them better. It may not feel good or taste good, but it's good for us. Amen. But I'm going to talk about the meal of communion, how it will enhance our life with God, our relationship with God, and then ultimately it enhanced our relationship with others. Amen. See, the communion meal is centered. It's at the center of God's relationship with us. And sometimes we think, well, we don't need to do that. But I want to serve notice on you today. Don't forget about Holy Communion, because it has so many meanings to it. You know, you think about Israel. You know, Israel tell its story at the Passover meal, how they were liberated. They were liberated from slavery. And then they were led into the promised land. And that's in Exodus. And I believe it's 11 or 12 in one of the chapters there. But Jesus was sharing this same Passover meal with his disciples. The same Passover meal was in John 13. And you could take notes so you'll be able to go back and study and get the revelation, you know. And when Jesus was sharing it with the disciples, and he commanded them, he didn't ask them, he commanded them to eat his meal. And he said, in remembrance of him, remember Jesus. in Matthew 26. So I'm kind of giving you the chapter and some verses that you can go and study on your study time. But Jesus was feeding the multitude in John 6, and they ate meals with the sinners. You know the story. See, sometimes we think, well, they sinners. We don't want to fellowship. We don't want to eat with them. Well, go to Luke 15. And in so many different occasions when they were sharing a meal together, when they shared a mysterious meal, Jesus was sharing this meal with two other disciples on the way to Emmaus, Luke 24. You can go there and read that. See, I'm talking about when we eat together, we grow together. When we eat together, not only the meal, but a spiritual meal. When we pray together, it's a meal because we're building each other up, especially when you pray in the spirit. The Bible says that you're building up your holy faith. So you're really feeding your spirit. Amen. So the first Christians, they broke bread together. And they ate their meal, and they was glad, and they was generous in their hearts. Yes, we eat our meal, and sometimes we don't want to share our natural food with other people because maybe you're a good cook, or maybe the food was so good you think about, I'm going to say this for later. But what the Lord wants us to do is he wants us to be generous in our hearts, that we not only give natural food, but we'll be able to give spiritual food. We are called. We're called to share the meal of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's talk about the last of the Lord's Supper in 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11. And that was one of the most, I believe, misunderstood concepts in our Christian faith and even in our practice of our Christian faith. You know, the reference to eating the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. You know, to really understand that the Bible was talking about unworthy manner, gluttony. You know, you're eating it to get full. You know, you're eating it because, or making it a common meal. You know, some had too much to eat. Others went away hungry. But the Christian hope was also to shape our expectation of the Messiah, Jesus, presiding over this great meal. You know, being able to commune with him. He said if you weren't willing to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, that we had no parts of him. So if you're not willing to eat the word of God, if you're not willing to drink this cup, it's a cup of blessing, but it also is a cup offering. If you're not willing to suffer with him, then you can't reign with him. If you're not my ride or die, okay, now you get it. When you're talking to your friends and you know, if they're not going to go down when you go down in prayer, okay, I thought you thought I was talking about somebody else or something else. But if you're not willing to suffer with me, then you can't reign with me. If you're not willing to go through with me when I'm going through, then you can't hang with me. See, what Jesus was saying, that if you're not willing to study my word, and learn of me. You know, be a tree, deep rooted. Nobody's playing. You know, that your leaves won't wither, that your branches won't break off. You know, that you connect with the vine. You know, sometimes we're disconnected. Yeah, go to church, but we're disconnected. You know, you see people you don't like, and then before you know it, you have lost all your spirit. You know, your branch is breaking. But see, when we at the supper of the Lamb, the meal become the center of our relationship, not just with God, but with others, with each other. Amen? Just say amen to your spirit. See, we experience so many things in life, but this meal is about feeding the community, gathering together at a table, and feeding. We're all called to do that. See, when you learn the word, when you ate the word, you're supposed to give the word. Sometimes we sit in church or we sit in Bible class or Sunday school. We just eat. It won't happen if you keep eating. If you keep eating and you don't take time, you know what I'm saying, the fiber diet, if you don't take time to get it out or put it out. Oh, I hear Elder. He said you're going to be a big fat pig. No, you are going to overeat, and it's called gluttony. Amen? So in the process of overeating or getting all this word in you and you don't put out, what's going to happen? What happens when you eat? You start feeling sick. Next thing you know, you're asking for tongues. Next thing you know, you just don't feel good. Well, that's what happens in the body of Christ when we go to church and we just eat. You know, we don't give. Yeah, I pay my tithes. But we don't give what we eat at the table. It's not just for one set group of people. We all be called. That is in the word of God. We've been called to the ministry of reconciling man back to God. Well, I hear you. You're saying, well, I do it all the time. God is asking for more. It's a dying world. See, this meal is at the center of our relationship, and our family meal can take when you sit at the table with your family, you know, here you go eating in the kitchen. They eating in the dining room. Somebody eating in the bedroom. Somebody eating on the porch. You know what we do. But the meal time was set apart for fellowship with one another. That you'll be able to connect. That you'll be able to see other foods. They dress for meals. Dress their attire on the outside, and they come with an agenda. So they want to see what's going on in each other's lives and see how they can help each other. It's almost like the wedding rehearsal dinner or a meal. It's a meal to celebrate, like graduation or birthday, the family who sit down together to lunch after a memorial service or distant travel, you come together so you can feed on each other, so that you can give to each other, so that you can help one another, correct each other. That's what the meal, the Lord's Supper, is all about. So you take, convert it from natural use to spiritual use. Then to drink of his blood, if you're not willing to drink of the blood, the suffering of Jesus Christ. Or I can go on and on about this because the arms of the Lord, he loved to embrace the whole world at the Lord's Supper. And we take, I don't even know, you know, because a lot of us are not being able to be in the church building, but I want to tell you now that you are the church. And wherever you go, the church goes with you. Amen. So we say to the world, or those that don't know Christ, come sinner to the gospel feast. When they're in your presence, they're really at a gospel feast. You should be feeding them. You should embrace them. You should be so happy that you get an opportunity to be a blessing to someone that's lost. Amen. My time is coming to a close on the line, but I just want to encourage you that he said, as much as you do in remembrance of him, as much as you give the word out, you do it in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. As much as you feed your brothers and your sisters, you know, you're communing with Christ. You're building up community. You're building up people. You're building up your brothers and your sisters. And even those that don't know Christ, you are teaching them how to get to know him. Amen. Because remember, you are a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you won't be moving. Your leaves won't wither. It's all this good stuff about your life. It's a cup of blessing. Every time you commune with God, you're drinking that cup of blessing. You're eating that strength of the Lord. Amen. You know, I was reading the Daily Bread, and I was reading the title on there, The Daily Bread. Lord, give us our daily bread. Give us fresh word from on high. So every single day, and I said on Sunday, take 15 minutes and pray first. Spend time with God before you feed your natural body. Spend time with God so he can feed your spirit. Amen. See, we want to enlarge our territory and commune with God so that when we are in the presence of others, we will feed their spirit. And when they leave our presence, they have heard from the Christ. They have heard from my Father. See, God is faithful. If we commune with him, when others are in our presence, guess what? They're in the presence with the Lord. Because you've been in his presence. You're in their presence. And you create his image and his own likeness. What? You don't talk crazy. It's okay to laugh and have fun. Don't get me wrong, because I love to have fun. But I'm careful what I say because I want to build others up. Amen? And so I want to pray with you. How many times have you been with a person and they're sharing with you their pain? And then here you go, start telling them about your pain. You know, and let's believe God for something. You know, let's connect together. Let's watch God do this. Or you start telling them about how you went through. I mean, sometimes it's good, but make it limited so that when you're with them, when they leave you, guess what? They feel better. They feel stronger. You know, they feel bigger. They know that God is great. They know that nobody's greater than him. That they you focus them toward Christ. So start praying with your brothers and sisters. You know, start connecting them, even if on the phone. Have communion together. You know, let them get their elements. Teach them that they don't have to be church to do it, that they're the church. Teach them that they are qualified to have communion home, in the natural and in the spirit. You know, help them to grow up. And then as we grow, see, we all grow together. And that's how we become, see, the different in our cultures. The difference in our background, our gifts, our talents, our personalities, and our experience should only enrich others, not divide others. See, we need each other in order to live a life that's going to strengthen another person. We need to build others up because you're going to reap what you sow. If you build others, guess what? Somebody going to come and build you. Amen? So we want to live a life that's pleasing to God, that when others see us and we lift up the name of Jesus, guess what's going to happen? He said, when you lift me up, he said, I'll draw. So we can't draw people. Why? Because we're not lifting up the name of Jesus. See, we need each other in order to live strong for each other. Let me say this again. We need each other in order to live strong for each other. We need our heart to say yes so that we can hear God's voice. And then when you hear his voice, then we won't lean to our own understanding. See, when we hear his voice, we can acknowledge him in all our ways. So we say, Lord, help us to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, that we can be given ourselves to others. And then we can treasure one another. And then the Bible says to preserve it, to protect it, to promote it. See, I say, Lord, teach me to love. Teach me to respect. Teach me to appreciate all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, and live with them in peace. So that's how we want to live our life, so that when we sit down and take the Lord's Supper, walking in peace, we're not divided, and that we are being enriched and we're enriching others. And then guess what? They always want to be around you. They always want to talk to you. Guess why? Because they see Christ. It's not personal. It's not against you. It's against your stand in Christ. It's against God. The battle is not ours. Truly, truly, it's the Lord's. Well, amen. God, you know what? The devil is a liar. He cut me off, but guess what? Because I'm deeply rooted, I can get back up and call back in. Glory to God. But I just want to say to you in closing, don't forget that you are an example of Christ in the earth realm. And connect yourself with others that have kindred spirit and want to see you grow. Glory to God. Well, I want to invite you to our March conference. Amen. The second week of March. We are going to go forth, and we're prayerfully praying that everything can work out. We will be taking every considerate effort to stay safe. We will be in a place where you can wear your mask and you can still enjoy God. And we just pray that we'll be able to go forth March, the second week of March, which will be the 10th, 11th, and 12th of March. And we'll give you more information. If you are married, bring your husband. If you have a friend, bring your wife. Whatever it takes, we want you to get there, because we have classes for the men, classes for the women, and I guarantee you, you will not regret that you made this sacrifice. We'll give you more information. You'll be able to go to the website, and you'll be able to register. You must register, because we do have overhead, and we need you to register. We will have an ad book. If you want to take ads out, we'll have that information for you as well. But we're excited, and I just want to say to you in closing, don't forget
that God have need of you. And because of your obedience, those souls that's connected to your obedience, they'll follow Christ because you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Amen. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. We will have our dinner theater on that first night. It will be a prophetic play. And then we have four men, about men, which will be the sessions for the men. We will have the women, the women of valor, which we'll be teaching about how to go into the secret place and get an answer. We have classes. We will also have a class, how to treat your wife, how to treat your companion, whether it's male or female. So I'm excited. We're not divided. We're working together, and all things will work together if you seek God first, make him first, and let this mind that in Christ be in you. So again, I'm signing out live at 5, Pastor Teresa Docks, and I want to thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next Wednesday, same time, same place. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. You can give us an email at kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. Don't hesitate to connect with us because we believe that God is doing something big in your life, and we want to help you grow as we grow. We're not divided. God has made us one. We are one. Father, we thank you for this time with you. We ask you to keep your people who are called by your name. God, let them see your works. Let them see your mighty works in their life. God, we ask you that you would come forth in their life and show them how you want to use them. In the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray. Pray for me. Pray for Elder. Pray for the ministry. We will be coming forth after our conference. We'll be going into our building. So I want to say thank you to everyone that have sponsored and supporting us. You can go to giveify.com if you want to sow into the ministry. With that being said, we love you. Let the peace of God stay in your heart, and let your heart say yes. God bless everyone.
You are welcome in your world.